Afternoon, everybody, on this beautiful Sabbath day. Beautiful outside, November 15th, you can't beat it. Thinking back many years ago, we had on October 31st once, that 1993, I think we had 31 inches of snow over a period of like 2 or 3 days. We were snowed in for a while. Marriage is one of life's greatest adventures, a journey where two unique individuals become a single, united team. This union is more than a legal contract or a social arrangement. It is a sacred bond, a partnership, forged in love, trust, and commitment. You could say it's a microcosm of the coming kingdom of God. Today, let's reflect on how marriage transforms distinct individuals into a united team, and how the wedding vows which we gave to God are to form the bedrock of a lifelong partnership. In today's world, marriage is often an afterthought when individuals have lived together for a while, giving it a test drive, as if they were buying a car. It is often based on passion, eros, and not agape love, which we are to have for our mates. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 24, we read that a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This ancient wisdom captures the essence of marriage as more than a mere partnership. It's a mysterious and a beautiful oneness. Each partner brings their own strengths, dreams, backgrounds, but together they form something entirely new. A team stronger than the sum of its parts. A successful marriage doesn't mean losing oneself. Instead, it means investing yourself in the greater good of the relationship, supporting each other through life's joys and challenges. You know, after the flames of passion have cooled and the realities of day-to-day living become apparent with the arrival of children, the sleepless nights, jobs to keep, bills to pay, that this support for one another is what marriage is all about. This unity is achieved not by demanding sameness or suppressing individuality, but by celebrating differences and working together with a shared purpose of common goal. For us, that goal is looking forward to the coming kingdom of God and growing in grace and knowledge of his Son. If we put God at the center of our marriage, he will guide and direct our ways, without which we may find ourselves going down the wrong path. At the heart of virtually every wedding ceremony in our society are the traditional marriage vows which we proclaim to God to fulfill. These words are not mere ritual. They are promises that shape our daily life as husband and wife. We say them before witnesses, but more importantly, we say them before God and to each other. Let's review these timeless vows, these traditional timeless vows, and consider their depth. To have and to hold from this day forward. This is a promise of presence and companionship. It means being there for one another, not just when it's easy, but every day. To hold. Researchers have discovered that hugs go a long way to help reduce stress. How often do you give your spouse a hug? How often do you give your spouse a kiss? It's been noted that it's hard to argue when you're kissing, for better or for worse. Marriage isn't only for the sunshine. It endures through storms as well. This vow promises loyalty and love, even when circumstances are difficult. The difficulties of life often put incredible stress on one's marriage. Our society is based on the "I want it now," and people are quick to throw the towel in when things are not going their way. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4, it states that love suffers long and is kind. And long-suffering is one of the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5, verse 22. For richer, for poorer. You know, our commitment isn't to be based on material wealth or comfort, but on the love that persists whether we have plenty or little. It is also important that a married couple work on establishing a household budget. Strict adherence to a budget will help alleviate financial burdens. It has been stated that financial problems are one of the biggest problems in marital issues. Set aside some time to review your budget on a weekly basis. Make it an enjoyable time. Make it a date night by having some popcorn, maybe something to drink, and looking at the bills that need to be paid, when they need to be paid, and what is left over after all the bills are paid for those wants that we all desire. In sickness and in health, we pledge to care for each other in moments of strength and in times of vulnerability. Standing side by side, it takes a lot of devotion when one of the marriage partners falls sick. It requires sacrifice of one's own needs to provide the needs of the mate that has fallen ill. Caregivers are some of the most selfless people that we know in our society. They sacrifice where others do not. To love and to cherish till death do us part. This is the heart of the marriage covenant, a love that cherishes, honors, and endures for all time. We're instructed in Ephesians 5, verse 22. Ephesians 5, verse 22. Several verses here. Starts off, verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. The church, his body. And is himself its Savior. Yes, Christ is our Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, verse 24, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Continuing in verse 25, husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. You know, Christ loved the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones, and for that matter, he loved the whole world. By giving his life, his entire being, as a sacrifice for all mankind. What an example he set for us. You know, most men would defend their families to the death if their family was attacked. If that same sacrificial love was carried over to all aspects of their marriage, a lot of marital problems would be alleviated. In verse 28, I think I jumped too far there. Yeah, in verse 28, so husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. Consider that for a moment. He who loves his wife loves himself. Most men really love their body. They like to take good care of it. Some do, especially those weightlifters that are at the gym, you know, standing at the mirror. They love their body. But if they were to love their wives in the same way that they love themselves, a lot less problems would occur. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. Christ cherishes and nourishes the church. He gives us our needs. He gives us our daily bread. He also gives us some of our wants, when and if appropriate. Let's jump down to verse 33. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let his wife see that she respects her husband. You know, living out the vows that we gave every day is a sign that we are maturing in agape love. These vows are more than beautiful words spoken on a wedding day. They are a blueprint for daily living. They remind us that marriage requires patience. Are we patient with our mate? Or are we quick to jump to conclusions? Forgiveness. Are we forgiving? And intentional acts of love. When we revisit these promises, especially in times of challenge, they anchor us and remind us of why we chose each other. You know, marriage is about being teammates, standing together, lifting each other up. You know, it says, if you're walking alone and you fall, there's no one to lift you up. But if you're walking with a partner and you stumble and fall, the other is there to lift you up. And striving toward a shared purpose. What is that purpose in our life? It's become more like God and his son, Jesus Christ. When we honor the vows we've made, we build a relationship based on trust and grace. We create a sanctuary where we feel safe, where each other feels safe in expressing their inner needs, their inner thoughts, where each partner can thrive. Are we quick to be judgmental? Are we quick to criticize? If we were to not do that, what we strive for oneness of mind. You know, as we reflect on marriage as a team of two becoming one, may we remember the power of our promises. Let us not take lightly the vows that bind us, but let them inspire us daily to love deeper, forgive quicker, and cherish each moment together. In doing so, we build not only a strong marriage, but a lasting legacy of love. Two shall become one, and then more and more. And when you have a happy family over years and years, you got children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. It's incredible the numbers that multiply. As we grow old, we will be able to look back and reflect on the obstacles which we have overcome and of the vows that we have fulfilled.